Hello, I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 23. Simple foods to buy and cook and eat at home. Yum, yum. That's going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? Do some of you listeners feels like you're in jail at home, feeling restricted to due to this coronavirus situation, not being able to go to some of the places you enjoy going to, like the mall, shop, or the movies, and you have your popcorn, pop. Just wanted to make y'all laugh, everyone. So be honest with each one of you. I've been feeling like I've been in jail at home with no place to go but to work, and then right back home in jail with no place to go. I'm so silly. I want to make y'all laugh and smile. I know it's been hard to do that, you know, with everything's going on in the world, and you know, and I believe that laughing is so good for you, and smiling even when we don't feel like it. Even singing the favorite song that you may like to put a smile on your face, doesn't it? Let's think about that favorite song you like.
Come on, everyone, let's sing a song together. Come on, let's sing together, y'all. It will make you better. Earth, Wind, and Fire, sing a song. Think about that favorite song y'all like.
Over a couple words, everyone. Excuse me for that. If I repeated the same thing over a couple seconds ago. And no, I didn't have a drink yet. I know it's only Thursday, not Friday. But a glass of wine do sound good. What do y'all like to drink? Speaking of having a drink. Who don't stumble over their words or repeat the same thing more than one time and not realize it? Have that ever happened to y'all before? I know it has, especially when drinking. You skip words, right? All right, I have a question. I'm going to get serious, everyone. I have a question to ask each one of you listeners. What is your favorite simple dish to cook and eat? And what do y'all think is the top simple foods that people are making at home during this coronavirus epidemic? Beep! A can of soup, like chicken noodle soup. Tomato soup that takes less than 5 minutes to make. And for you parents that have kids, soup and sandwiches, you can't go wrong when you make that for our kids. Do y'all remember having soup and sandwiches for dinner growing up? I know I did. I remember growing up and my mom, she used to make it when she didn't feel like cooking. She used to make it for me and my sisters. And it used to be good. La la wee. I have a list of 12 simple breakfast dishes to make at home for y'all, for each one of you that y'all can make at home and eat, or either buy. When y'all buy, you know how when you buy stuff out the market, you can make it at home fast, or even cook it up really fast if you don't feel like cooking, but you cook it anyway. So now, since like a lot of people are home or have some simple breakfast things that each one of you can make. The first one I have is the Thomason Raisin Bagels. Pop it in the toaster for like 1 second. Boom. All done. Put some butter on there. Some cream cheese on there. Whatever you prefer. But to be honest with y'all, I love me some cream cheese on my bagel. And if you want to get very creative with the Thomason Raisin Bagel, why not use it to make some French toast? It is so good and low in calories. You can find the Thomason Raisin Bagel at any market near you. And if it's any bread left, because people have been buying the bread like crazy. And speaking of the Thomason Raisin Bagels, Thomason Raisin Bagels, everyone, I usually make my French toast out of that. That's why I'm recommending to y'all. Not because I make it, but it's something different, you know, that y'all would like, y'all can try, because I love to share recipes. And after this podcast, I would love for y'all to send me a message on this podcast or email me and tell me about some of y'all simple recipes, breakfast recipes that y'all like, and lunch and dinner. I would love that. I'm open to that. Very open. Okay, moving forward, everyone. So how's the weather where each one of you at? Is it warm? Is it cold? Here in Philly, the weather been kind of like tricky a little bit. You know, today it was windy and it rained. It's like unpredictable. But you know, we're in the month of April. So in April, the weather is like, it can be crazy. I don't know how the weather where y'all at. Is it sunny? Is it warm? Is it snowing? I mean, how's the weather? And speaking of weather, everyone, Easter is coming up this Sunday. And I know a lot of churches are closed. I know people usually go to church on Sunday. Do y'all have any Easter plans? Like, do y'all plan on making, like, a dinner for your family? Because I know a lot of people, they get together for Easter and they have, like, family gatherings. I know that's what I used to do with my family. But now, since my kids are older, like my daughter, she's already out the house. She lives in a different state. But I usually just cook. I'm going to cook something anyway, and I'm off of work. So I want to know, what are y'all cooking good? What simple meals are y'all making for your Easter dinner for those who celebrate Easter? Or just going to be cooking just for the hell of it? A list of simple breakfasts to eat at home. For you egg lovers, scrambled eggs with cheese, and maybe even an omelet if you prefer. Number 3, Jimmy Dean's Sausage Egg and Cheese Sandwich. Pop it in the microwave for less than 2 minutes. Ding, ding! It's done. Breakfast time. Number 4, Krispy Kreme Glazed Donut, which is one of my favorite. You just can't eat one of these donuts because they are so good. You eat one, then you eat another one, the third one. And then as soon as you know it, the whole damn box is gone. for you listeners that had Krispy Kreme's donut before, y'all know what I mean. You just can't eat one. Number 5, cereal. Cereal. Frosted Flakes, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Puffs, Sugar Snacks, Fruit Loops. Follow my nose! Number 6, cinnamon brown oatmeal with pecans. Number 7, home fries with fried onions and green peppers. Number 8, pancakes with syrup and peanut butter. I love Aunt Jemima's syrup. What kind of syrup do y'all like with your pancakes? Or it doesn't matter. Number 9, fruit smoothies. Pineapple, banana smoothies. You can purchase that at the market. And because they already had some, like, already prepared in the bag. So all you got to do is add, like, you know, your own kind of juice you prefer. You can even add yogurt in the blender. Boom, boom, there you go. You got a nice, fruit, healthy drink for breakfast. Number 10, Entenmann's Blueberry Muffins. They are super good, which is one of my favorites. I like to have it with tea and coffee. You know, and I know some of you tea and coffee drinkers, I know many of you, y'all probably love, when y'all have your little, like, cinnamon buns and stuff like that, y'all probably have tea or coffee with y'all's. And also, while doing that, you know, when I have my drink and I eat my little mini blueberry muffins, I'll be playing the game on my phone. You know how you sit at the table, everyone? And then you know how some people, they have like a newspaper. They might prefer to look at a newspaper or a magazine. Well, I'll look at my phone. I know many of you probably look on your phone too. Probably checking your emails. Like sometimes I do that. And then I play a game like I'm a big kid. I love playing Jeopardy when I'm eating breakfast at home. And I'll sit there. I'll be multitasking. All right, moving forward, everyone. I think I'm on number 12. Dunkin' Donuts plant-based breakfast. For you vegans out there, Dunkin' Donuts have these good plant-based breakfast sandwiches. They are so good. And they are healthy. How'd y'all like that list of breakfast foods that y'all can eat at home? I mentioned everyone. One, it didn't sound so good and simple. Can't go wrong, right? Okay, everyone. Let's see. My mic is acting up. Can y'all give me 1 second? So what y'all having? What time is it where you're at? What are y'all having for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Because I know it's different times in different parts in the world. I'm in Eastern Standard Time. What standard time are y'all in? Northern Time? I don't know. Northern? I'm talking silly. That means it's time for me to go home and go to bed soon. But I can't go to bed because I'm doing this podcast and I'm talking to y'all. And I enjoy doing a Positive Thursday and talking to each one of you. I'm going to go into a short commercial break, everyone. And when I come back, I'm going to share 12 simple lunches that you can have, simple, tasty lunches that you can make and have at home. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check it out every Wednesday at Zoe Flower YouTube page. All right, everyone, I have 12 simple lunches to eat and make at home. Number one, pizza. Now that mini pizza is number one for the simple lunches that you can have at home. Now that the restaurants are shut down, you can buy your favorite pizza at the grocery store. Pop it in an oven for about 10 to 15 to 20 minutes. Then there you go. You got your lunch. And speaking of pizza, everyone, pizza is one of my all-time favorites. I love me some cauliflower pizza. Have you ever tried that before? Cauliflower pizza? And they have like the cauliflower crust. It is so good. They have it at the market. And some restaurants, some pizza stores, they do have it. But you can find it at the market. And it's super good. It tastes so good. You can smack your mama. Let me stop, everyone. But it's really good. Cauliflower pizza. So simple foods to make at home and eat. I mean, simple lunches to make at home and eat. Pizza. Can't go wrong with that. And it's for everybody. I mean, who don't like pizza? Everyone can eat pizza. The kids. I mean, everyone is really good. Number two, leftover from last night. So if you made a big dinner at home, you can't go wrong with leftovers. Don't leftover food taste the best? It tastes sometimes leftover food from a previous night tastes better than when you cooked it the first time. So number two for simple lunches to eat at home is leftover fruit from last night. Number three, hot dogs. Even though you can't go wrong with hot dogs. They have turkey or beef, whatever you prefer. You pop it in the bowl. I mean, not in the bowl, in the pot. Cook it, fry it or boil it, whatever you prefer. Put it on a nice bun, sauerkraut, dress it up, whatever condiments you may like. Yum, yum. You have a tasty, good lunch. Hot dogs is number three for simple lunches to make at home. Number four is the club sandwiches with turkey and cheese. And for you vegans like myself, a veggie hoagie. A veggie hoagie. V-E-G-A-N. Vegan. Veggie hoagie. I have egg salad sandwich. Number eight, I have the turkey burger sandwich. Number nine, crunchy roasted chickpea pitas. That's another vegan sandwich. And number 10, I have, let's see, everyone. Let me look at this list I have. I wrote everything down because sometimes I'll be forgetting certain things. I'll be moving so fast. I have the taco salad for number 10. Number 11, rice and beans. It can either be the Spanish rice and beans or either any kind of beans that you prefer. They like plato beans, baked beans and rice. I mean, it's really fulfilling and it gets you full, especially if you have a big family. Because y'all, everyone know, I know y'all know this, rice, it stretches. It goes a long way. You can do so many different things with rice and add so much stuff to rice. Rice and gravy. Man, I'm sounding real fat. Number 11, everyone. I have chicken fingers and french fries. And I know for those of you that have kids at home, I know, you know, a lot of kids, they love chicken fingers and french fries. And either chicken McNuggets too. And number 12, the shrimp scampi that comes in a bag. I think it's made by Barilla. And it takes less than like 10 minutes to, less than 10 minutes to cook. It comes in a bag at the market. You can find it in the frozen section. Where they have, like, you know, all the frozen fruits, like, in a bag, like, vegetables and stuff. They have, like, the shrimp scampi in a bag. They have, like, the beef lo mein, chicken with noodles. So you can find one of them bags to make for lunch. And it's really easy. It's nothing, you know, hard. You just put it in the pan, maybe put, like, a little olive oil in there so it won't stick. And there you go. You have a simple, good, tasty lunch. Dinner time, everyone. It's dinner time. I have 12 cheap, easy dinner recipes I have found on delicious.com. I was doing some research on my computer and just looking at different things, checking my email, and I came across this website, and it's called saying, everyone, before I got interrupted when I was about to share the 12 simple recipes, simple dinners y'all can have at home, my son calls me on the other line, and that would have been really unprofessional and real ghetto for me to answer while I'm talking to y'all. But anyway, moving forward, let me get focused. Okay, so I found an article online. It's called a website. It's called delicious.com, D-E-L-I-S-H, delicious.com. And they have some lunch, some dinner recipes that you can try at home. You can actually see the pictures. So I'm only going to read like 12 of them to y'all. The first one I see right here is called, it looks really good, bacon and spinach stuffed chicken. Number 2, Tex-Mex meatballs. Number 3, the easy turkey. Wait a minute. I got to go back. The easy turkey teriyaki. I don't know if I've been answering that. I sound like I'm talking in Chinese. Okay, I said number 3. Number 4, the air fryer pork chops. Number 5, the easy chicken fillets. No, fajitas. Number 6, the classic calzones. Number 7, baked spaghetti. Ooh, one of my favorites. Number 7, I think I said. Yeah, number 7, the cilantro lemon chicken. Number 8, the creamy Tuscan chicken. Number 9, the garlicky spaghetti. Wait a minute. Number 10, the turkey casserole. Number 11, the cheesy ground beef taco. And last but not least, the better than takeout beef and broccoli. I know, everyone, I probably said the same numbers over and over again. I'm trying to like move ahead and move fast. Not fast, but just go with the flow and, you know, move fast and just, you know, read everything to y'all. But y'all can check this website out, everyone. It's spelled D-E-L-I-S-H.com. They have some great recipes that you can try at home, and they look really good. I mean, it's something for everyone to try. It's really, really good. Really, really good. I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because it is powers in the numbers. And also, you can connect with me at Zoe Flower YouTube page. Please subscribe. I would gladly appreciate that as well. And also, you can connect with me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And follow me on Twitter, at Zoe Flower Twitter. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. Send me an email at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And you can send me a message on this podcast to give me your feedback from this podcast. And I would love to, like I said before, to hear some of your great recipes you might have. Lunch recipes, dinner recipes, and so forth. And y'all want to say, have a super blessed weekend. And I'll talk to each one of you on the next Positive Thursday, everyone. God bless. Stay safe. Eat good at home. Put your hands on your knees, babe. Put your hands on your knees, babe.
your hands like